Please be very careful and just blot that area. Don't rub or irritate it.
On East Radio, you'll hear the word cunt a lot. But baby, so what?
You shouldn't use that word. A lot of people find that very offensive.
On East Radio, you'll hear the mother of all lesbians bitch about the government, scream about the president.
About the pro-lamps. What a wonderful pro-lamps.
Radio. That's
where it is at.
What a wonderful pro-lamps.
Lamps.
Where it's at.
I ordered food.
Prolapse.
Yeah.
What a wonderful prolapse.
Yeah, mostly.
What a wonderful prolapse.
Which mic is on this one? Good. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm a lesbian. My name is Madge Weinstein, and I'm in my house, and it sounds like it. I know I have food allergies, a vagina that smells. But then again, who doesn't? You know what? I don't need to make these edamame. I've got Chicago's pizza coming. I didn't go to the grocery store today, so I thought I'd splurge. I've been so I don't want to say good because I don't like to place moral values on food eating. But I've been, you know, whatever. Penis, vagina. Oh, my God. Trotsky drank all this water already. You know, I went and saw the Opera Queen with Larry today. Oh, today was a big day. It was actually a fairly good day. And it was kind of a comedy of errors. First, the day started off quite well. Well, it has been a good day, like I just said. So it didn't get shitty, is what I was about to imply by my verbiage. But scrotum. I went to clitoris. I think I need some oral exercises, but if I do that, I'll forget to tell you. So today is Witness Day, which means Cher teaches yoga at the beach. I don't know if I've told you that or not. So I have this new friend. I guess he's a friend. And I met him at the yoga last week because, you know, I've talked about this a little on my program, even though I don't do any, about how my vagina smells. And there's this person who he's at yoga and he wants help with his podcast, and I sort of, you know, helped him. I don't fucking know. That part is too complicated to talk about. It has to do with green video blogging, that kind of thing. But anyway, and paper bags over your head, like Magritte. It's a long story. But let me know if you want to put a paper bag over your head. Anyway, this is not hitherto there. Let's see. By the way, I know that 90% of you out there hate when I put 15 minutes of music at the beginning of the show. But you know what? That's what. Anyway, I am a baby in my universe. I'll live forever. Laverne, Shirley, Maud, Shirley Q, Liquor. Mental Hospital is Constantine. Dr. Fingers Schaefer. Okay, anyway, back to the brack. So I went to the Cher yoga and I said, Cher, because I, you know, anyway, when I was with this new friend, I call him, I said, because I think he is a new friend, but I'm not sure. But since I don't have many, it's not easy for me to just, whatever, fuck me. I can't talk. Like, what else is nooshed? So I have a scrotum, I mean a vagina with lips. How did I end up saying that? I need to turn the air conditioner off. Okay. My food is going to be here in a short while. You know what I found out? That singers pronounce silent H's because you have to sing the silent H when you're singing or else it don't sound like there's right or something. Sorry, I'm washing my running clothes. Can you imagine me running with my fat everywhere? It's gotta be hilarious to say. I looked on the Craigslist for missed connections on the Craigslist. I thought, well, maybe somebody was running and got hot from my big fat lips. No such luck. But I did find an enormous black woman for Cheryl to have sex with. Or it might have been a man. I don't know, but it was real ugly, whatever it was. It was just this cellulitic mess. And then I looked at it and I thought, well, maybe this is a pig. Because it was looked more like pork. Like pork meat. Like a trafe, as the Jews. There's another word. Anyway, so during the week, you know, I had my laptop when I visited this new friend at the coffee shop. And, wait, I need to use this tomorrow morning. I don't know if this is going to be dry if I just leave it like that. Rinse it. So rinse, whatever you call that word with a W. Ring. Is it a W? Ring or ring? W-ring. W-ring. It's even harder to pronounce silent W's. W-ring. That's like Wallona or Barbara Walters. How come everyone hates me? Anyway, I don't blame them. Listen. All right, so during the week when I was at the coffee shop, I don't remember if I told you this because I do so infrequent shows, I think my redundancy gets worse, ironically, because I have no idea what I said 3 months ago when I did the last one. Oh, an orange. So I was at Cher's, I'm in the internet cafe with this person. And I says, you know, he says, listen, I think Cher is really hot in the yoga. I said, oh, well, you know, Cher came to my house and taught me yoga in person. And you know what? It's on video with fatties in the background and a movie projector. So let me see. So I showed him that and he was very happy. And when we went to the yoga today, I said, you know, this new friend, I won't say his name, this new friend, Cher, he saw your yoga videos in my house. And Cher predictably said, would? And he said, yeah, I saw you doing yoga with these big fat people behind you. He said, ew, I don't know what you're talking about. And that was the whole thing. Can you believe that? Cher denied it. She cannot be associated with the lips of me. Lips. All right. Let's see the woman that the lips like the most. Lips. Okay. I have topics. A douche. Anyway. So because I was talking to this person, so then we had coffee after the yoga. And I was late to see Larry. Now, I was supposed to meet Larry at 2 o'clock. This isn't the topic. I was supposed to meet Larry, the opera queen, at the Starbucks, at his namesake, in Broadway, at 2 p.m., which is a Starbucks that I like, even though it doesn't have any outdoor seating, because that's bullshit anyway. Homeless people just show you their tits. Seriously, that's what happened to me at a couple weeks ago. I don't know if I told you or not. It's actually the woman that was in one of my videos when I did the advice show. She's the one that said, how come men have to have such big penises? Remember that? Well, that woman showed me her breasts. And she said, I got psoriasis. And then she lifted up her shirt and showed me these huge, disgusting titties. It looked like one of those African statues you see in the museum and you get scared. One of those. And I need to relax. Why on earth would I give a shit? Why would I be nervous? I'm like a little nervous about talking. Like, why do I care? You know? Since when would I ever give a flying fuck? I guess I do. Secretly, deep down in the bowels of my womb. I'll throw out this avocado. That's been since Griselda. It's a week already. It was here. Hold on. Yeah. So I'm sure you're enjoying this show. You get to hear me for it. All right, so here we are with my vagina, my lips, tuna casserole. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, so I go to meet Larry, and I thought, fuck. Now, last week I had a missed... Well, this is the missed connection here. So last week I had a missed connection with Larry because he went to the wrong place. So a half hour later, you know, I wait a half hour, and I go home, and it turns out he was waiting at a different place. I yelled at him. I felt bad. I apologized. The end. Yes, I apologize. Lesbians do occasionally feel bad about... Well, then there's the Russians that I yelled at today, and the stupid girl on the bike that I yelled at. Yes, every day it seems I've been having at least one outburst that I can't control with my vocals, where I yell at people and say, fuck you, cunt, or fuck you, cunt, or fuck you, you cunt. About every day that's been happening. And the recent thing is I can't control it no more. It's like, I think it's Tourette's, probably the Wellbutrin. Those drugs can't be good. Anyway, clitoris claws. So I get there, quarter after, I thought, fuck, I'm late. I didn't see no Larry. So I asked one of the guys cleaning the Starbucks, I said, did you see a bald older guy here with a bunch of probably paper bags filled with things that he wants to give? And that's another story. No, I didn't see no opera queen. So I thought, fuck. So I waited like 5 minutes. I looked all over. I said, maybe he's in the bathroom, not in the bathroom. Then I see in the back there's a woman that has a dog in the store. I thought, oh, that's good. I can bring Trotsky here, but that's neither here nor there. Then I leave. And I'm on my bicycle, so I thought, well, maybe he thought we went to Arnold's, which is the place we were supposed to meet last week and got misconnected. Rode the bike down to Arnold's. Keep in mind, this is a Cubs day, which means everywhere there were horrible people that need to be dead soon, but won't. They'll starve, hopefully, and at least lose weight, but for now they're just ugly, fat people wearing blue outfits made out of polyester with the letter C on it, which stands for cunt. But they think it stands for Cubs. So he wasn't at Arnold's, so then I go home, because I also, the other thing, the other unfortunate part of this is that I left my cell phone at home. Now, Larry doesn't have a cell phone, so I thought, well, what's the point in bringing it? But then I realized, well, he could have called me on a payphone. So anyway, so I get home. Now it's 2:30. I was supposed to meet at 2. I get a message. Madge, I'm on the train. Wait for me. And it was at 2:17 p.m. He said, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I thought, fuck, I should have waited. And now I'm already at home, and Trotsky's dying to go out. Then Larry fortunately calls again. He says, hi, Madge. Listen, I'm sorry. I was Howard. It was late. There were Schwarzes. I said, look, don't blame it on them. Don't be racist. But it wasn't their fault. And so I said, okay, I have to walk Trotsky. What we can do is this. You walk down that street with your namesake to the asphalt path. Go all the way to the end, to the park, towards the lake. And there's that asphalt bike path where people exercise and ride their bikes. He said, the Afro path? I said, might as well be, but no, asphalt is what I said, the asphalt path. So I said, well, you go south, I'll go north, and eventually we'll meet. You know, I'm here, I'm fat, I'm a lesbian, food allergies, and a dog. And he loves my dog, of course, Trotsky. So we go right away, smelling from 3 days of nasty vagina stench. Remind me to tell you about the yoga, though. During the yoga, I actually, you know, you do this plow asana. Cher tried to show me to do it on the pogrom before. But this time, surprisingly, I hit, my legs actually went all the way behind my head to the ground, and I got my knees to touch my ears, so I can eat myself out now. But I didn't know this till this morning, and I was in the grass, and I said, Jesus Christ, I can eat myself out to myself. And then, but I smelled my vagina when I was doing this yoga. And I go to Cher while I'm in this position with the vagina smell, because I thought, you know, people need to know about this. And I don't want to forget. I go, psst, psst, like that, psst, psst, Cher, psst, 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 Cher, what? And then she looks at me like with the neck up, you know, so as not to involve the entire yoga audience. And I go, and I hold my nose, I go, pew. So he knew that I was smelling my own vagina, which meant I was really close to it. It was weird. I thought, no wonder Wanda Wisdom and I never get pussy aced. Okay? So anyway, clitorises. I think I woke Wanda Wisdom. I just called her not long ago. I feel bad. She said I didn't wake her, but I think I did. People always, whenever you ask them, I wake you? They always say no. Isn't that weird? So I walk. I get all the way to the street where he should have already passed. So I'm like, okay, well, why am I already here? And I realize, you know what? He probably, since he's not really a park person, he probably thought I was talking about a different asphalt or afro path. Because there's the Crack Whore Park on the inside of Lakeshore Drive. I certainly wouldn't have wanted to walk down that because it's only crack whores. And literally, really, really it is. Homeless crack whores. No bicycles, no joggers, no dogs, just homeless crack whores all the way from that street to my street. I don't know why. The street is called Lawrence. I don't know why I can't just fucking tell you that. So anyway, so I walk down Lawrence and there he is waiting. So no missed connection, we actually caught, and we sat down, I exchanged, I gave him the CDs and the DVDs that he asked me to copy, I gave them to him. And finally, and then we went to eat, and they lost our order, they said, and it's just like Max Kaiser, he's been predicting a lot of things that are already true in America, he hasn't been here so long. That he's like making these predictions of things that are already true. He said, like, soon they'll blame computers when people make mistakes. I'm exaggerating. I mean, he knows that this stuff's going on. Because, you know, with all these banking thefts that have been going on, they blame them on computers now when, you know, Bear Stearns gets taken over by the feds and sold to the river or whatever, to the Goyim. And so, is it Bear Stearns? What was that other? Whichever one it was. The one that got sucked into Nowheresville like a Batman machine. Those things that they used to radiate people and they turn into dust while they're still talking, that thing. It's what they used. So the guy, the waiter, after we didn't get our food forever, and I hate confronting waiters. My attitude is let's just wait forever, you know? We'll wait forever, and once there's an eclipse, we'll ask. But Larry said, you know what, I just realized in this very moment that we've waited too long. I said, that's funny, Larry, because in this very moment, I just had this fleeting thought that today was a good day. But now I question that, because at that same moment, you realized our food was late. And he didn't seem to mind. I mean, he didn't seem to mind my observation. He minded that the food was late. So then he calls the waiter over. The waiter says, the printer, or something, it didn't, the something or other didn't print your ticket. So evidently this computer just decided that it was okay to print the drunk people's order next to us and their beer order next to us and the other people outside who were eating who all got their food. But for some reason it decided that the two Fagelas' tickets shouldn't print. Now, you know, I know a little bit about computers, and I don't think they're usually that smart, you know? So anyway, he gave us the police discount, which is why all the police are fat, because they get these fucking discounts. So it was only $10, and I had the Italian beef with cheese. It was a cheesesteak. It was really good. And Fries and Larry had the chicken breasts. Oh, and I had three sodas. Isn't that gross? There was Pepsi, at least, but I shouldn't have. But, you know, sometimes you just got to feed your face. Where is my food? I bet it'll be here in a sex cunt. When did I order it? Because it's 12:18. Usually it doesn't take this long. Oh, God. Now Vera wants to talk, but I'm doing the program. I can't, Vera. Sorry, and I just had you on. I can't have you on again. So I'm not going to answer the email. She says, because she was watching a movie, I wanted to check with her, but now I can't. Anyway, I'm glad one of us can sleep. Where's my food? Oh, that's what I was going to check. When did I order? It'll be here. It usually takes in. Give it up to an hour. Speaking of waiting for food. Monday is a high of 91. Well, I have to be able to do my running in the morning, so it better not be too cold. Hot. Cold is good, hot bad. So Friday I did my longest run ever, which was 7 miles, but I had to do it on the fucking treadmill because it was so goddamn hot. I ordered it at 11:34, so I'll give it some time. Let's see. Anyway, wait 45 minutes to an hour. Okay, fine. So my vagina, oh yeah, it's wet and gross. It's not wet. It's never wet. It's dry as a mummy, like Cheryl's, whatever she has down there, her beousness. I heard a good story about Cheryl, but I'm not going to give it away, because it has to do with Starbucks, but I think we need to wait for her to do it on her pogrom. Anyway, Royd fishing with Rilch? What does that mean? Anyway, I just saw there's a comment that came in Greek for Royd fishing with Rilch. Why would I call a pogrom Royd fishing? So anyway, so that's the story with Dead Larry, the Apple Queen. And I didn't do my... I was supposed to do the... Oh, who cares? I'm getting obsessive. I'd be like Wanda talking about chicken boobies all the time and how I'm getting thin, which isn't true. Because I'm still obese, like Della Reese. You make my peace, obese, like Della Reese. Let's see. Okay. I should wait for the food to come. Let's see. Oh, Licorice Pirate sent me a girdle. That was nice of her. At least I got a girdle. What day did I do that program? 8? What day did I do that last showgram program? Let's see. I'm not going to return Vera's Skype because I know she wants me to, but I was initiating a call with her, but she was watching a movie. Now she wants to talk, but I'm doing my program. I can't. And I'm not going to return her Skype because then I'll end up boring you to death, which I don't care if I do. Oh, Wednesday was the last time I did a show. Oh, I suck. Anyway, whose vagina do it belong to? Oh, yeah, me. Okay, so let's look at my notes because I do have notes. God, I'm not going to say bad self-talk. I'm not going to do that. Oh, my God, the text thing. Did we go through this? Did I actually talk about this? I couldn't have. Oh, see, I really need to do my pogroms more often because... Oh, and go to Lady Bunny's blog. There's a very interesting article that evidently there's some discovery in Houston that's leading to a big discovery that could help cure AIDS or something. But they're also saying all these AIDS organizations are basically throwing in the towel at the same time, saying, ah, fuck it. Let the fags die. Anyway, maybe I'll get to that. Probably won't. But ladybunny.net is where her website, and go read her blog. It's fantastic. Seriously. Clitoris claws. Where's my food? I'm gonna die. Anyway, let's see. 90% of taxes are due by the end of the year or you pay penalty. All right. So I talked to this beast at the IRS. Oh, this is horrible. So, you know, I think I told you I owe all this fucking money to the IRS and all this shit because I miscalculated my taxes. I owed $6,000. I paid him $2,000 or thereabouts, and I called, you know, because I wanted to know the exact amount. I thought, you know, should I just use my fucking savings and pay off these motherfuckers? Yeah, might as well. Why not? Who needs money? It's all just going to be worthless anyway soon, so. Which would make sense to pay later, but never mind that. I just don't like, I don't have to explain it to you why I don't want to fucking owe the IRS money. That's like not fucking brain cavity search. So I says, okay, listen to me, lesbian. I'm talking to myself. Okay. So I call the IRS because I want to know, well, what is the exact balance? Oh, no, this is what it was. Because my accountant told me I should get a payment plan. Because he said, even if you're only going to give him $1,000 a month, you should get a I'm going to set up a payment plan of $50 a month so that if you run into hardships, you can still pay this as a minimum and, you know, for sort of a safety cushion, even though there'll be penalties and shit. So this long-ass letter with a form said, you can fill out this long-ass form or you can just call this number to set up a plan. So I called the number because I don't want to fill out this shit. And you know I don't really mail things. So I called. I wait 15 minutes on hold during the day, which fortunately doesn't matter since I have this T-Mobile internet business where if you use the internet to call, it doesn't cost anything, which is ridiculous. Why should it anyway? Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Where's my food? 7 more minutes. I hope they didn't lose my order. That'd be the fucking second time fucking today. All right. Anyway, who it belonged to? Like me, like me, like me, like me, like me. Nobody answered the question about my control surface issue. No thank you to you, audience, for that. By the way, I don't want to have to buy a control surface that'll be at least $200 fucking dollars. And yes, I do need it. I'm on the Chase Corbusier Lounge right now. So, let's see, what about my jawing that hurts everything? I hate stupid people, right? But that means I think I'm better than them. I remember Tranny Rec accused me, you think you're better than everyone, Madge. I'm like, well, what does that mean, better? Like, better at what? Everything? No. Maybe I'm better at eating pussy, yeah. You know. Anyway, that was a long time ago. I don't know why I just thought of it. Lipsy. Trotsky's right here. Oh, he's probably what you're hearing about me. Hi, cutie Rotst. You can stay here. Don't worry. I'm not going to put the laptop here and bug you. I'm just going to talk. Maybe you think I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me? Oh, I got to give you your heartworm pill. It's already fucking the third. All right, that's okay. And I got to brush your teeth. Yeah, we're going to do that. Ooh, smells a little. Now don't lick this paw, okay? Don't lick it this time. Just be good to it. If you're good to Daddy, Daddy will be good to you. Get fucked, Mama, whatever it is. Hi, baby. He's kissing me. Oh, no, now he's on the microphone. Trotsky, the general audience can't hear you when you're lying on my microphone, so I'll move it. There we go. I'm moving the mic. I moved it. So, oh, God, the IRS. Oh, they can suck my cunt. So I says, I'm here to call to make the payment plan. She says, well, did you want to just mail the form in? I said, well, no. It says I can do it over the phone. That's why I'm on the phone with you. She says, oh. Well, okay, that'll take some time to set up. We can do that. I said, well, can you tell me how much I owe first? And she says, $3,500, which was actually less than I thought. And I said, okay. I said, well, can we go ahead and set up the payment plan? She said, well, you'll have to call back and ask for, you know, call the same number and call and wait for a different agent to answer. And I said, oh, is your computer not working? And she said, no, my computer works. I'm just unable to do it. And I don't know what that means. I don't know she's getting ready to eat lunch or something. I mean, I just didn't understand. Why would she? But anyway, I said, no, no, that's okay. I really don't need to wait another 15 minutes for another person to tell me to call back for another person again, infinity. So, no wonder I don't do these shoes very often. I don't fucking care about talking to them. I mean, I cared about this when it first came up. What I need to do is when these things happen, just talk to the microphone right away and then be done with it. Trotsky, don't lick your fucking wound. Ugh. That fucking surgical scar, he's fine, but he keeps licking it still. And I have it bandaged and it's fine, and then he keeps licking it. The doctor said it's a nervous habit because I don't give him enough attention, but I think I do. How would he know? Trotsky. Trotsky. Hi. Good boy. Yes, play with the toy. Come here. Good boy. Good, bring it. Come on, bring the toy. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get the toy. Let's play. You just squeezed it. Now, yeah, that's fine. Let's get the bear. Bring it here. Come on, let's fucking play so you don't lick me. Oh, my God. I all of a sudden had such a downswing because I don't feel like doing this fucking grub. Hi. You know what I hate about doing programs the most is fucking posting it and writing all that stupid shit on the post because I don't know what to fucking type. But anyway, my vagina. Ow. Yeah, so the IRS, ugh, God, why is it so hard to talk? Because I don't want to about this. So she says, okay, Madge Weinstein, it's you're a dirty whore and I want to eat your pussy, not really. So call back. So anyway, so I said, okay, just tell me how much it is. And she tells me, okay, so fine. Okay, so maybe I'll just pay it off. And then I asked her to explain some things like, oh, no. Then she says, by the way, you owe she said you owe something like $85 from 2005 still and about $120 from 2006. I said, oh, kind of you to let me know, you know, now in 2008, you know, that I don't even know. I mean, I fucking paid my taxes. I don't know how I owe this fucking money, but okay, fine. I owe this money. I said, okay, so I'll pay that on your computer internet thing now. Fine, I just want to be done. I said, now how does this work? Because I want to avoid penalties. She said, well, you paid a lot of penalties for 2007 because you didn't pay your pre-taxes or whatever. So as an independent contractor, this is the gist of what she said, the end result, is that basically, okay, you're an independent contractor, which means you don't have an employer taking out the money for you. Where is my fucking food? You don't have anyone taking the money out for you, right? So I guess I should have made those fucking lima beans, edamame, whatever the fucking called. Anyway, I'm losing my mind. This is why, because I'm hungry, I grass. So you have to pay 90% of all the taxes that are due in the year they accrue, which means by the time, by December 31st of 2008, I have to pay 90% of the taxes that I'm going to have, that are eventually going to be due on April 15th of 2009. In other words, even though April 15th is tax day, 90% of your taxes have to be paid by the end of the year, before the year ends. In other words, they need your money when you earn it. So I think this has got to be illegal, but they're saying, basically, and otherwise, the penalties they charge are huge. And there's penalties and there's interest, and they're huge. And they have little nickels and dime penalties for fucking everything, and it's fucking unreal. You can't escape it. And I'm just like, fuck this country. I was very polite to the woman. But so the bottom line is, you have to pay 90% of the taxes that are due in the year that they accrue. So the April 15th tax thing is bullshit. That's a fucking lie. You have to pay your taxes before you even know how much they are. And I said, well, how am I supposed to know how much taxes to pay? She said, I'll send you a form and you can fill it out. Another fucking form. Maybe save your money so you don't have to charge people. Oh my God, this is frustrating. Especially since I don't have the energy to get excited about the fucking story because I haven't fucking eaten. Jesus Christ. Ah, I'm going to stick a pipe bomb in my pussy and blow myself up. That's what Victoria Lamar said once. I thought it was funny. Anyway, so my vagina hurts. Here, good, you're playing. Go get it. So I'm starving to death right now, and I really need my fucking food. Where is it? Jesus Christ, what time is it? Oh, 12:32. It's barely been an hour, but it's still been an hour. My God, I'm going to die. But they're usually pretty prompt. They usually are pretty prompt. Yeah. Holy Jesus, I need my food. But I'm sitting on this Carbusier chaise lounge, and honestly, I'm too lazy to even shut off the fucking, get up and pause it, so I'm just stuck talking to you still. So I don't fucking know. So it basically means I have to spend pretty much all of my disposable income for the remainder of the year paying my taxes for 2008. Because I should have been, and you know, it's not just this large woman's fault. I'm sure she's large. I mean, I should have been putting away what I think in savings anyway, you know, as a smart person who pays for illegal wars, you know, a country citizen is the synonym for that. And so, you know, I should have been saving, but while I was saving, you know, I'm having to pay all this other shit. You know, I have to pay fucking all kinds of shit. And I have to pay the fucking thousands of dollars from last year because of all these fucking penalties. You cannot catch up. You cannot get ahead in America because just when you think you're trying to get ahead, something fucks you. I mean, really, that's how it works for me. I just can't, I'm on this fucking treadmill. So you want to leave the country? Well, then how? You know, when you keep fucking owing money. But I'm going to. I am. I may not be able to go to Budapest but to be bossed around by people who don't even video blog themselves because they're control freaks, but that's another story. But listen, I have a vagina. I'm not going to tell you her name. You can go back to the archives to find the name of my vagina and her layups, okay? Anyway, Right. Anyway, so, right. Oh, right. Tacos. God, I'm hungry. Really, I'm just going to sit here and be hungry and talk to you about how hungry I am. I'm starving to death. I'm really fucking hungry. I want my fucking chicken with whatever the hell. Oh, chicken's probably going to give me fucking cancer anyway. I'm going to call them because it's late and they're never this late and it's probably late order for Madge Day. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. I think so. But that would involve getting up and having to look for the phone number of the pizza place. Oh my God. Today was such a good day till I started this poker. Really, it was. Oh. So anyway, so I owe fucking shitloads of money. And the other thing is, what else was I going to talk about? For that, I have to get up too. So what can I talk about that I don't have to fucking get up? Oh, so that the U.S. Coast Guard, not Coast Guard, the Customs can and has been searching all your laptops. They can take your laptop at the border without saying anything. They can take your iPhone, your iPod, all that shit. They can do whatever the fuck they want to with it. Did I already talk about this? I think I did. But you don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck. Not really, no. I don't think so. I don't even know if I do sometimes. Give a fuck. It's hard to give a fuck. But you have to, I guess, right? Or not. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm just talking for the sake of talking, just to fill space because they don't want to get off this fucking chair. I'm just fucking pushing words out against the vocal cords. Oh my God, this is horrible. I need my food. I'm starving to death. Can you feel my pain, audience? What audience? I need help. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. Whatever. Anyway, oh my God, it hurts and smells. I just realized my panties match my shirt. I could just have silence. Maybe we'll do a John Cage-style podcast and just have silence. Has the microphone been in the wrong place? Bing! Okay, that was the note. Now we're going to have 27,000 rests. I'm still here. You can probably hear the dog in the background. Maybe I'll think of something to say. Maybe not. Dead air. I could edit this. I would edit it if I actually had a place to broadcast this, but I don't at the moment, though I'd like to again someday. Hi. Oh, Trotsky, what are we going to do? Our food isn't coming, is it? I suppose we can boil the water for the edamame and just wonder why the food isn't coming. Or we could call Larry, the opera queen, and ask him to call for me, since he did such a good job of it. Or I could dip some of my whole grain, unprocessed, unbleached flour bread that probably has mold on it into some olive oil and salt as a snack. I've eaten all the peanut butter and sugar. Hi, darling. I'll get up. How can a person be stuck in a fucking chair? That's ridiculous. Oh, I'll give Trotsky his heartworm pill. That'll be a delight for you. Oh, my God. What the fuck? What in the Christ am I doing? I am brain... This is Alzheimer's from lack of food. Yeah, okay, I'm calling them. Let's see. Can confiscate laptop at the border, Elizabeth. And I could have sworn I wrote down more topics than this. Big deal, the taxes. I wrote some Googled things, I think. Google. What a bomb. I guess I shouldn't be podcasting anymore. Maybe I blew my wad. Maybe that's it. Maybe I blew my fucking wad. You know? Patchouli. Let's see. Graffiti for butterflies. Andy Matic. All right. Oh, there's this nice picture that Adam Palazzo shared of how Cindy McCain looks like the Borg Queen from Star Trek. I thought that was really funny, and she really does look like it. Bush aides Williamsburg hipsters under attack. Let's see. Walmart warns of Democratic win. Shared by Justin Feed. This should be illegal. Walmart has become part of the GOP election machine and is scaring thousands of its employees into voting anti-Democrat. This is Bush Rove, Texas, at tactics at their worst. Walmart is mobilizing its managers and supervisors around the country to warn that if Democrats win power in November, they'll likely change federal law to make it easier for workers to unionize companies, including Walmart. Jesus Christ. You know, if everybody in the country felt like me right now, that's probably why the world sucks, because I'm too hungry to care. Then again, maybe I won't. That was the title of a Judy Blume book. The fuck? 11:34? Okay, it's been an hour and 15 minutes. What is going on? Okay, I'm going to call them. I'm pausing this. I'll be back. I'm black. Okay, so while I was calling, the front desk called to tell me my food is here. It's already been 42 minutes. So my one show a week has already sucked more ass than I don't know. I can't even fucking... Hold that. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
16, 17.
Okay. Stay. Okay, keep the change.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you vicious smear. Let me eat this thing. Of course, I have to share with Trotsky, because Trotsky shares all my foods. Well, thanks to Christ, that finally came. Whatever. Oh, God, I'm hungry. I'm fucking hungry. Hungry? Did I say hungry? Like Felix Hunger? I think I did. You know what? Why should I keep fucking talking? This was the mistake of the old programs. Why am I still talking to you? You know? Seriously. I don't know. Bye.